Blake Shelton is too sexy. Cards Against Humanity gets a win, and driving etiquette. This is a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
So, Jennifer, crazy news, earth-shattering news breaking overnight.
Yes.
People Magazine has named Blake Shelton, a country crooner, voice coach, sexiest man of 2017.
I don't understand it.
It's crazy. We've all been...
It's mind-boggling.
The newsroom was all aflutter when we were like, what is going on?
Yeah. Look, I think there was like three different hashtags related to it.
Yeah. Hey, look, I don't really care. I just wish people would stop objectifying men. It's gotten to be too much. Scandal's about to break. Anyway. Shelton was apparently reluctant to take this great honor.
He was as surprised as everybody.
Right? He was surprised.
He's like, really?
As anybody.
Me? Come on.
He says it was his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani, who told him, hey, what the hell? Take it.
I mean, how
You're
often
an idiot.
Are you named sexiest man
right?
alive?
Right. It's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
She said, like, live in the moment. And, Shelton has been. And there's a lot of funny tweets out there from people who are more than surprised that he was named sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
But I think he is the most surprised, and his tweets kind of show
it. He's been a really good sport about it.
He's been funny. His hashtag that he's been putting out there is, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. And he said thank you at people. Thank you to people. And he also said his first reaction was that y'all must be running out of people. Like, wow, we're down to somebody who is somewhat symmetrical.
I saw a couple tweets that made reference to, like, okay, we have Donald Trump for president and Blake Shelton's the sexiest man alive.
What is going on in 2017?
This is what our reality is.
He had a couple more tweets. He's like, I just made a drink, a sexy drink. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. And he's also got his own emoji now, which is pretty funny, sexiest man. And then he says, I have the hiccups. And they sound so sexy. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
I mean, you got to give him credit. He's really, and I guess he took Gwen's advice. And
he's embracing it,
as I
would too.
Ran with it.
Well, and I love that she's like, oh, he doesn't like being the center of attention. Yeah, he's a country music star who's on a TV show, weekly TV show. Come on, he craves it.
And he seems quite comfortable in the role.
Yeah, I think he's just fine. A few tweets that take this a different direction. At John Fugelsang, and I don't know why I know his name. John Fugelsang? He's a famous guy for something. But
doesn't ring a bell.
Come on, you got to know who John Fugelsang is. John Fugelsang is because... I'm going to need to, John Fugelsang, find out who he is.
He's a household name.
He's an actor. He's an actor, television personality, and a comic. He says Blake Shelton wins People's Coveted Award for Most Persuasive Publicist.
Yeah. You think? He's got an album coming out.
Yeah, you know, he's on TV, all this other stuff. Now... And the thing about Shelton is he's got kind of a little bit of a shady past.
Yeah,
he's not... he's not one of those super upstanding guys. He's been accused, and if you look at some of his past tweets, and most of them have been deleted, but there's a few of them out there. They've been labeled as racist, misogynistic, homophobic, one of the tweets I saw out there from @andlive from New York. Blake Shelton is even less sexy when you find out he's racist and homophobic and sexist and an all-around gross dude. So there you go. There you have the Blake Shelton sexiest man alive from many angles, and you can take it for whatever it's worth.
Probably one of the controversial picks.
Right? People have just been listing off,
who
names.
Who should be named.
Any one of the Hemsworths, Ryan Reynolds, all that type
Idris
of stuff.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, right?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Jennifer, keep
Jason
going.
Jason Momoa. I don't know.
Just
a couple
just
I can
off
think
the top
of
your
top
head
of
there.
Head.
You got a few more? You put some
Not
thought
Blake
into
Shelton.
This. Put some thought into this. You've been thinking about this.
But, lots of... upset people out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's so weird. It's so weird that we actually care about it. But anyway, we just did 7 minutes on Blake Shelton. So
the USA after all.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of USA, give me something good.
Well, you know, history could possibly be changed because of Cards Against Humanity.
How about that?
So for those of you who don't know, if you've never played Cards Against Humanity, you know, a game for horrible people. They build
I know what it is, but I've never played it.
You've never played it?
No, I know my sister and her friends play it.
It's,
and,
it's fun. Anyways, they're known every year. They do kind of a unconventional type holiday promotion. This year, they have made a commitment to stop Trump, President Trump, from building a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. They've done this by purchasing, they say they've purchased a plot of land at the site.
Really?
And they've retained a team of lawyers who specialize in eminent domain. And they want to make this as time-consuming and, what was the word they used? As time-consuming and as expensive as possible for the wall to get built.
I'm a little torn on that because ultimately we're footing the bill. You know, it's Trump's wall, but we're paying
but we're
for
still
it.
Paying
you know,
for it, yeah.
It's
so
you know.
I don't know if they've actually proved that they have purchased this land or not. But they started this promotion. I think it started yesterday, and it's already sold out. It was a $15 promotion. If you gave the money, you'd get a certificate of a promise to fight against the wall. They'd show you a map of the land that was purchased, some new cards. And then some surprises that will come in the mail throughout the month.
I love the idea. I think it's hilarious.
It's pretty crazy, yeah. And I mean, you know, I think about, like, if this were to be successful, and could history possibly be, you know.
Right. There's that one
they
section.
They stop the wall from being built.
That one section of land that doesn't have the wall on it. You know, I just picture people squeezing through.
I mean, it's successful. It's really an ingenious step to take. I mean,
it strikes me. I picture it like, you know, how there's always like, you know, whenever a city is rebuilding and changing and stuff, and there's like that one little old lady that won't sell her building.
Yeah.
And so they build all around it.
Yeah.
And it's all modern except for that one old house right
there.
Eminent
domain. Yeah. I mean, and who knows? This could be the size of a shoebox.
Yeah.
A plot of land. I mean, how big is it? It could be so tiny, but nonetheless, if it's. If it's purchased.
Yeah. Don't put your wall here.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
All right. That's fun stuff. I do like that they always kind of do something fun for the holidays.
Yeah.
So, all right. You know, we love our hashtags on Twitter. And, well, we are all Twitter today.
We are.
We are all a Twitter on Twitter. Today, there's a good one out there. It's hashtag proper driving etiquette. Something that, you know, always gets my blood boiling, but I'm going to try and keep it calm.
Something that makes me angry on a daily basis.
I know, right?
Just driving.
Yeah. All right, you got one to start us out?
At Teal Tweet, don't drive under the speed limit. It's illegal.
Oh, there you go. a serious one. At Lola B says, put your damn phone down. No tweet or text is more important than your life. Hashtag
yes.
Proper driving etiquette. I added the damn.
I didn't see that word in there. I didn't know how you feel about texting and driving.
That was me coming out a little bit there. But yes, thank you, Lola B. That is the most sensible one I saw out there all day.
Yeah, definitely. At Sue's Twos, go ahead and speed up to be the first one to get to the red light. Make me know what an idiot you are.
Gotta love those people, right? Yeah. Flying by and then you see them at the red lights.
Yeah, you know, you've been trying to get ahead for 3 blocks and you're sitting here with the rest
of
right? us.
At The Clobra says, be courteous and get the hell out of my way.
Sounds
yeah,
about right.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking all the time.
At She's a Patriot, I can tell the way you drive by the condition your car is in.
Right? When you see a car that's got some smashes on, it's like, you know what? I'll probably keep it away from that.
Yeah.
At Devin Ireland says, and this is a good, something good to take with you always, only honk if you're horny. And looking around, a couple of takeaways that we had that I had from this was a lot of people saying don't drive angry, which is probably good advice. Probably good advice for anything you do.
Yeah.
Don't do it angry, and use your signal,
please.
We know all cars have them, but you wouldn't know it.
And also turn your signal off if you're not going to turn. Please don't drive for a mile with your left turn signal on. So annoying.
All right. Well, there's our little traffic vent. Let's quickly knock out a few national days. It's National Philanthropy Day, and you were just going to go over and donate a bunch of money somewhere, right?
To a good cause.
To a good cause. It's a driver etiquette classes. It's National Bundt Cake Day.
Ooh.
Yeah, Bundt Cake.
Like
delicious.
A good Bundt Cake.
Do you know why they're usually undecorated?
They're hard to decorate.
They're hard to decorate, yes. It's a National Raisin Bran Cereal Day, so, you know, we all need our bran. America Recycles Day, so, you know, separate your recycles and make sure they go in the proper container so that we can recycle and use them again.
Yeah, please.
There we go.
And read the label of what is recyclable.
Right.
What is it?
And it's National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day.
Something I've been meaning to do for about a week.
Yeah.
Or so.
Well, you know what? I had a head of lettuce back there, but it kind of went away. So I think I'm all right.
Nice.
I think I make it to skip National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day this
Sometimes
year.
The problem just takes care of itself.
Actually, I think it's just a mushy liquid mess now in the back there that I just can't see because it's behind other Tupperware containers of stuff that I haven't eaten.
Yeah.
Either,
so some things do get hidden. And
yeah.
You don't know that. They still exist.
So maybe it's probably a good idea to clean out my refrigerator today.
We all need a reminder from time to time.
That we do. And I'll give you a little reminder now that you can hear the morning feed, you can subscribe to the morning feed, and you can review the morning feed by checking us out on our podcast channels, Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Also on our Facebook page and the Rivet Facebook page. Thanks a lot for listening. As always, this has been a Wednesday edition of the morning feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.